Blog Talk Radio.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, where doctors are developing new approaches in cancer detection and treatment with one goal, ending cancer. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning. I bring you greetings from the Generation Baptist Church, Generation DENELATION. Generation means that we have a start to finish ministry given by God, exposing the Alpha and Omega. I believe the Lord has sent us to the kingdom for such a time as this to minister to generations, past, present, and future. The way we honor the past, by singing hymns and anthems on a continual basis, to never forget the songs that brought our forefathers and mothers over. The way we establish the present, by appointing junior ushers, junior deacons, and junior trustees, and training them in the fear of the Lord, and treating them like the church of today and tomorrow, because I believe when I'm gone, the church is supposed to keep on rolling on. Our future is edifying to the Almighty God by singing praise and worship with funny music from time to time, so that our church will never get caught up with the method and miss the message. Blah, talk, radio. Y'all ready to have some church? For those of you that bought your Bible, it is the only weapon we have that will put the devil, somebody say, in his place. Mm-hmm. It is the only weapon we have that will give you and I the right to eternal and everlasting, somebody say, life. It is the only weapon we have that the thieves can't steal, and the robbers can't take, and the police can't arrest, and I don't care what neighborhood you live in. Somebody said that's the word of God. I want to, on this wonderful early Sunday morning, bring your attention to the book of Matthew. Matthew 22, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 41. Matthew 22 and 41. If you're with me, say amen. And if you need more time, somebody say mercy. Mercy is a good thing. And the word of the Lord reads as thus, while the Pharisees were gathered, Jesus asked them, saying, what think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? And they said unto him, the son of David. He saith unto them, how then doeth David in the Spirit call him Lord, saying, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool. If David then call him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word, neither dared any man from that day forth ask any more questions. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say amen. I want to talk to you for just a little while this morning from the 42nd verse and ask the question, what do you think about Jesus? Mm-hmm. What do you think about Jesus? I feel that this is a question that all of us young and old should come to grips with. What do you think about Jesus? Mm-hmm. Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, the Word incarnated, God's only begotten Son, our Lord and our Savior, and our Deliverer, who came from heaven for no other reason and no other purpose but to destroy the works of Satan and sin in the life of human mankind. I said unto you early this morning, if you haven't given careful and prayerful consideration concerning your actual thoughts and your conviction and your opinion as it relates to Jesus, is no better time than right now. I believe all I said that one more time. If you haven't given careful and prayerful consideration concerning your actual thoughts and your conviction and your opinion as it relates to Jesus, is no better time than right now. Glory to God. Ask yourself, what do I think about Jesus? Do I have a praying church? This page out of the book of Matthew comes between the triumphal entry into the city of Jerusalem and his crucifixion 5 days later. And it was around the 12th chapter where the children of Israel were instructed to select the lamb, whose size was to be determined by the size of the household. The lamb was to be without blemish, somewhere in his first year, young, tender, and in the prime of his life. I ought to put a quarter in the meter right there, because that's a good time to let God use you when you're young and tender and in the prime of your life. Can I get a witness in here? I want you to know, whether you read the Old Testament or the New Testament, Jesus is the center of the Holy Scriptures. But he struck history with such an impact that all the time before him is designated B.C., and all the time since him is designated A.D. Somebody say hallelujah. As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow, young and old, and every tongue shall confess. Here in the 22nd chapter, Jesus rides in on the back of a donkey, and there the crowd is in the front, and the crowd is in the back, and the crowd is on each side. But just like in the church, everybody wasn't there for the same thing. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just a few was crying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And just a few was crying, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And just a few was waving their branches, and just a few was throwing their cloaks in the way. For the donkey hoofs couldn't even touch the ground. But just like in the church today, there were a few asking the question, who is this? Somebody said he's the son of David. Somebody said he's the son of God. And you all know Dr. Luke, don't you? He said the one that was giving the Lord praise was the one that he knew what they had done and the miracles that were wrought. I believe the ones that were recipients of the miracles was the ones giving God all the praise. I believe blind Bartimaeus was there, and I believe he was shouting. I know who he is. Yes, I do. This is the man that opened my blinded eyes. I believe the woman with the issue of blood was there. I believe she was saying, I touched the hem of his garment, and I was made whole. I know who he is. I believe Lazarus was there, who just a few weeks ago was buried in his own grave. But when Jesus stood at the entrance and called him by name, he came alive. I believe Lazarus said, I know who he is. I really wish I could preach this as congested as I can be, but when Jesus got to the gate of the temple and got down from the donkey, he went into the temple and cleansed the temple and turned the money changers' table and turned it over and put out those who sold doves, saying, it is written, and the church needs to hear this today. He said these words, he said, my house shall be called the house of prayer. In chapter 22, you will find three groups who tried to trap Jesus. And when we leave here today, we too will ask ourselves over and over again, on a personal note, what do I think about Jesus? The gospel isn't about how many scriptures you know, but it's all about how many you can live. If anybody can give me an amen, it's a good time to say it right there. This would have been the third Passover of our Lord celebrated as an adult preacher. But when God delivered Israel from bondage in Egypt, he told them to kill a lamb and sprinkle the blood on the doorway. He told them to paint the side on the left and on the right and on the top and the bottom. But when midnight comes and the death angel passes by, he's not going to ask you, are you a Hebrew? He's not going to ask you if you're a Baptist. He's not even going to ask you if you were a deacon. He's only looking for the blood. Somebody say the blood. Saying, when I see the blood, I will pass over. When I see the blood, I will pass your house. Somebody say, I thank God for the blood of Jesus. And so, They were looking for a way to entangle our Lord in chapter 22 in verse 15. But it reads, "Then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk." They said, they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, "Master, we know that thou art a true teacher, and thou teachest the way of God. Carest thou for any man? For thou carest not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar?" Now, the Herodians were loyal to Herod, but they're asking questions about Caesar. Somebody gonna pray for me. You belong to one church, but you're wondering what's going on in another church down the street. Trying to track him, as you read, you'll find Jesus saying these words. He said to them, "Bring me the money." And asked the question, "Whose image is on the money?" And they said, "Caesar." Jesus said, "Well, render unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and render unto God what belongs to God." Now, the next group, the Sadducees, they come up and ask the question, "If a man dies and there is no seed, then the brother should marry her." And they knew of a case where there were seven brothers who married the same woman and all died, including the woman. And they wanted to know in the resurrection whose wife would she be. Jesus answered, "Oh, you all err. You don't even know your own Bible. You don't know the scriptures, and you don't know the power of God. For in the resurrection, there will be no marriage or giving in marriage. We will all be like the angel with one assignment given, and that is to glorify and praise and please God." Somebody say glory. Now, the Sadducees and the Herodians asked a question, and now there's one more group left. You all know early this morning there's always one more. Am I right about it? The Pharisees, they wanted to know, "Master, what is the great commandment in the law?" Trying to get Jesus to single out just one. And Jesus said to them, "Love the Lord, the God, with all of thy heart, and with all of thy soul, and with all of thy mind. This is the greatest commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." By this time, the Sadducees was getting ready to follow the Herodians, and the Herodians was getting ready to follow the Pharisees. And Jesus says, "Now, wait a minute. I've got a question for you." Jesus says, "What do you think about Jesus?" In other words, what do you think about Jesus? Well, I stopped by early this morning to ask the same question. Do you only think about Jesus at communion time? Do you only think about Jesus when you get sick? Do you only think about Jesus when you get in trouble? Or do you only think about Jesus when somebody else dies? What do you think about Jesus? You all know the story, don't you? Later on in the evening, they made a decision that our Lord should die. But Jesus says, "Don't worry about it, because if I be lifted up, I'll draw men unto me." Jesus says, "I'm not worried about it, because what can you do for me?" Come on, somebody. Go ahead and nail my hands, and go ahead and nail my feet. Go ahead and pierce me in the side. But I'll rise, because there ain't no power on earth can hold me down. Oh, you all know the story on early on Sunday morning. He stepped out of the tomb and dangled some keys in his hands and told them all, "I've got all power in my hands." As I close this morning, I ask this question, what do you think about Jesus? Or do you think he's forgotten about you? Do you think he's not able to keep you? Do you think he doesn't love you? Somebody said, "He's a friend that sticketh closer than the brother. That his ears is not too heavy that he can't hear your prayers, nor his arms too short that he can't touch the infirmities of his children." I can't tell everything this morning, but I will tell you these things. I love the Lord with all my heart, and Jesus is all right with me. Maybe there's one here this morning that don't know the Lord as your personal Savior. Then I need to introduce and present to some and others. His name is Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might have a right to the tree of life. All you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead and thou shalt be saved. All you have to do is repeat after me, Lord Jesus, forgive me for all of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness and save my soul. Listen, you have to believe God that you're saved. And then you're going to have to do some work. Find yourself a church that's preaching and practicing the word of God. And remember, there's no perfect church, and there's no perfect pastor, male or female. And if it was perfect, when you got there, it wouldn't be perfect anymore. You're going to have to stay there, hear the word of God, and feed your soul that you may grow thereby and do what the Lord has born you to do. Listen, ain't nothing wrong with you. All you need is a few moments with the preacher until next Sunday morning at 7 a.m. May the God I serve bless you real good.
You're listening to Love Advice with Leanne. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Leanne. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Why, in your professional opinion, do you never take my calls off the air?
Is this Carl?
Yep, it's Carl. I mean, we had a few dates. Everything was great, I thought.
Well, you know, when you switch to GEICO, you could save a lot of money on car insurance.
Okay, awesome.
You should call them.
I will.
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, where doctors are developing new approaches in cancer detection and treatment with one goal, ending cancer. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.